570.
Judges going to acquit the MySpace mom who stalked a teen just down the street who later committed suicide. What a mistake. The scales of justice have fallen off the map. The attorney general in California joins the death investigation of Michael Jackson, and now his ex, Debbie Rowe, says she wants custody of the kids, including the one that isn't hers. Oh, my. Plus, some video was released of him rehearsing for the upcoming concert in London. I think the promoter wanted to make sure people knew that he had nothing to do with Michael Jackson being weak and frail and everything else. And this is radio. We're going to let you hear it. It actually is pretty good. But in seeing the video, he looks like the old Michael Jackson. So what happened to him? We'll talk about that, obviously. And the big one, the jobless rate rises to a 26-year high. The U.S. economy really shedding a ton of jobs, much more than expected. Almost half a million in June, 467,000. Wow. That's a phenomenal rate. We're almost at 10%, so 9.5%. And, of course, what does that mean? It also means that workers also saw some of the weekly wages fall, right? So Americans aren't spending very much. The road to recovery is fraught with potholes, my friends. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Just some of the things that we'll talk about, and that's where we start with those that find themselves unemployed. Barack Obama, the president of the U.S., says he is deeply concerned about unemployment and finally has said that too many families are worried about whether they will be able to continue to suffer through this economic blow. So he's obviously disappointed over the unemployment figures, you know? So are we. Here's what he said.
Figures released this morning show that we lost 467,000 jobs last month. And while the average loss of about 4,000 jobs per month this quarter is less devastating than the 700,000 per month that we lost in the previous quarter, and while there are continuing signs that the recession is slowing, obviously this is little comfort to all those Americans who've lost their jobs. And we've taken some extraordinary measures to blunt the hard edges of the worst recession of our lifetime and to offer assistance to those who've borne the brunt of this economic storm. But as I've said from the moment that I walked into the door of this White House, it took years for us to get into this mess, and it will take us more than a few months to turn it around. And that's why the discussion that we had today is so important. It's men and women like these who will help lead us out of this recession and into a better future. My job and our job as a government is to do whatever we can to unleash the great generative powers of the American economy by encouraging their efforts. And I'm absolutely confident that we can, at this period of difficulty, prove once again what this nation can achieve when challenged.
All right, so now there's whispers about 10.7% at least by next year as far as the unemployment number. So it's going to be a long haul. Exactly what we thought, exactly what many guests on this show have predicted. And Obama's referring to the fact that he met with a bunch of CEOs during the day to talk about green jobs and new jobs and all that sort of stuff. Because remember, this climate control bill that went through the House narrowly now has to go through the Senate. And people are starting, a lot of senators are starting to say, well, I don't like this or I like this, and there's lots of conversation about it. So the big push is to get this through. Ultimately, you know how I feel about it. I mean, looking at our environment, looking at where we are because of our dependence on oil, whose fault is that? I know we can't go back, but if we look at things that could have happened, that should have happened, we would not be in these dire straits. And that's ultimately the bottom line. And it's the little guy, the middle guy, the guy not really making it, who is going to pay the price. They're even talking about now in this climate control bill, one of the things that's being discussed, or one of the things that's in there, because remember, you're buried in a mountain of papers, pages for this bill. And one of the things in the bill that's included in the bill is your house, I guess, by, I don't know if it's 2030, because they keep messing around with years, but your house has to be pretty much completely green in order for you to be able to sell it. When I say completely green, think about this. I was just thinking of my own mother's house, who she'll eventually sell in New Jersey. It's a cute, nice house that in a very good location that somebody would probably want with a family, etc. And I'm thinking, wow, what will we have to do to my mother's house when she decides to sell this? Because they're going to come in with infrared cameras. They're going to look at our water use. They're going to do pressure testing. They're going to do indoor air quality. You know, probably you're looking at thousands and thousands of dollars to be able to put the house on the market. That really changes it. Now you're not painting a house. You're not putting up new shingles. You're not fixing things that need to be fixed in the house. Now you're taking everything that needs to be fixed and you're adding on all these other things. Watch HGTV for a night and you'll know what I'm talking about, because I don't care how gorgeous your house is. There's always going to be something that you have to spruce up. It makes sense, right? But now we're talking about more than sprucing up. This is scary stuff. Also coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk about Afghanistan and what has to be done as far as the Taliban and driving them out of the region. We talked about this on a previous America Tonight. Did you know that those opium fields, they actually supply 90% of the ingredients of heroin in the world? 90%. So you got to think about this. How do you get a farmer in Afghanistan to want to give up the opium fields? Think of the money they're making currently. I think that is going to be a very hard battle. And what really is taking place in Afghanistan, and it shouldn't just be on the U.S. shoulders, what's really taking place is changing the minds of the people in that region. So this is going to be a long one. This isn't going to be just a couple of years. It could be 6 years. It could be longer. Who knows? But it's not going to be a quick war with the Taliban in what the United States is trying to accomplish. And hopefully the United States gets a little bit of help in that region. Also, I'm going to tell you about what's going on in Washington with the press corps. I just don't understand it. Everybody knows how I feel about Robert Gibbs. I don't understand it. As I had two friends that were White House press secretaries that were wonderful at it. I mean, you are the White House flunky, the flack. I get that. You're the guy that has to stand out there and face the angry mob of reporters with lots and lots of questions. But since when do you constantly plant the questions? When do you discuss it the night before with the people who are going to get called on? I don't get it. It's even riled up good old Helen Thomas, who went at it with Robert Gibbs, and we'll let you hear that and you can determine it. Hey, listen, if you have a White House press corps, I think everybody's fair game. You go in, you call on people. I can't believe that they're assigning questions. Now, am I naive to think that that's never happened before? But the way it is now, I gotta say, I don't think so. Coming up next, we're gonna talk about foreclosures and how that's hitting the nation and what you can do. Given the jobless rate, some people might find themselves in this predicament. Hang with us. More to come on America Tonight.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop. Thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's NUREVonline.com. NUREVonline.com. Improve your life today.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 2nd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 932.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 959.11, 479.55 for a half ounce, and 239.78 for a quarter ounce. That's 959.11, 479.55, and 239.78.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your relationships are a mirror of you.
That's good news, because it means you have the power to effect positive change in the quality of love you create in your life.
It's all up to you.
Join us, Joseph and Sarah Malinak, for creating your ideal relationship on WebTalkRadioNetwork.com.
We'll help you create loving, ideal relationships. Give us a listen at WebTalkRadioNetwork.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Little boxes on the hillside, little boxes made of ticky-tacky, little boxes on the hillside, little boxes all the same. There's a green one and a pink one.
I know there's people listening to America tonight. Right now they're trying to hang on to their own little box and their own little slice of Americana, their home, all over this great country. In the east, in the west, in the south, and in the north, there's no question about it, because we see the foreclosure rates, and it's so, so sad. As somebody who's gone in and looked at foreclosed homes, too, it's sad to see the way some of them are left, and you can understand the anger and what a family goes through when they have to face foreclosure. And with the jobless numbers so high, you know that people are certainly struggling with that. Our next guest knows all about foreclosures. In fact, he's on a mission to save families from that fate. He's got a plan he's going to tell us about that he says will eliminate foreclosures in the United States. Ooh, wouldn't that be something? Jeff Collar joins us now. Jeff, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm awesome, Kate. Thanks for having me on.
All right, so that's a big claim to say that you want to save 1 million families from foreclosure and that you want to completely eliminate it. So, I mean, I know it would probably take us 4 hours to go through everything that you're talking about, but in a nutshell, how do you think we can do that?
You know, Kate, I'm definitely on a mission. 13 years ago, I lost my home to foreclosure. It's pretty simple. My mission is to teach people how to end foreclosures and really how to make this country stronger one house at a time. And it's really not that difficult. We have saved over 1 million families from losing their homes to foreclosure. It's a real simple process. We just train people how to work with individuals that are overfinanced and facing foreclosure.
Yeah. And you've got a book out called The Secrets to Short Sale Success. So when you say that, does that mean that how I can flip the house, in other words, instead of losing it, for example, or how I can hang on to it? Or what does the book talk about primarily?
Well, the book came about from me losing my home 13 years ago to foreclosure. I got to come home one day and I saw the bank padlocking my front door. So my wife, my daughter, and myself got to watch the bank as they locked us out of our own home. And it was an emotional impact, as you can say. It really inspired me to help other individuals that are going through the degradation of foreclosure and facing losing their homes. So the book's all about dealing with individuals that have overfinanced properties that are essentially ready to just literally deed the house back to the bank and walk away and have the foreclosure on their credit.
Yeah. What are pretty much the realistic options for someone who's in this position right now in the foreclosure?
It's actually pretty simple. It's pretty simple. There's three options. If you're facing foreclosure right now, you can actually go get a mortgage modification, which means the lender is going to remodify the mortgage, give you more of a favorable interest rate, 2, 3, 4, 6% interest, drop the payments, allow you to stay in the house, or if that's just impossible, you can't afford it, your debt ratio is too high, you actually do what's called a deed in lieu of foreclosure, deed the house back to the bank. It's a walk away for a more lenient representation on the credit. Or number three is do a short sale. Reduce the debt, get the bank to take less than what is owed as a payoff, and then resell the house, and then you can walk away from it that way.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And when you if you take the option of deeding it back to the bank, then that's attractive, obviously, to the bank because they want to unload it, right? And then is it also better for somebody who's looking for a house because they can at least get it that way?
Well, it's interesting that you asked that. I listened to the snippets and the clippets you had on the Fannie Mae interview. Really good interview with Maxine Waters and all that. Pretty incredible stuff that's happening. But, you know, if you go through a deed in lieu of foreclosure, there's a misnomer because you're actually giving the house back to the bank. They don't have to go through the costly foreclosure process. But it's really more lenient on your credit than if you just went through the foreclosure. You know, Fannie Mae actually ruled 2 years after a short sale, they will refinance you on a house. You go through a foreclosure, it is 7 years on your credit.
Oh, yeah, and that's a killer because we know the credit scores now, man, they pick them up so quickly and it accounts for so many things. I mean, this would be a different segment, but things that I don't think it should even count for, absolutely.
I was going to say, Kate, it's pretty scary. I live in Florida, and 26% of the mortgages right now in Florida, 26%, one out of every four individuals are facing foreclosure. So if you think about 26% of the population not being able to buy a house for 7 to 10 years, it's pretty scary.
Boy, no kidding. And then that, of course, affects, as you say, you're in Florida, that would ultimately affect the economy of that state.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, the money situation, they're just absolutely brutal. So what about, and I was talking to a real estate agent about this very same thing, because I wonder this, how do you survive? How do they survive in this market? Is there any way to help them out? Is what you're doing helping them out in some way?
Absolutely. A major part of what we do is we work and we embrace dealing directly with real estate agents because most of them don't want to work the short sale or there's liability issues, you know, exposing themselves to dealing directly with the lender. And first and foremost, it's a very cumbersome process to go through the short sale process and then resell the house. It puts them in a precarious situation because sometimes it can be lengthy. So we provide, we are the buyers. We step in, we deal directly with the lender, help the homeowner through that process, get them to understand it. Full disclosure, once we're able to get the short sale where we need it to be, we use the agent to resell the house. They do get paid a full commission, and they don't have to deal with all of the short sale process.
Yeah. So you said at the beginning, of course, for you, 13 years ago, you lost your house, and you said it was an awful experience. Explain to me how you turned things around. You were, what, a former chef, right, executive chef?
I really was. I had no idea what I was doing in terms of, you know, my house, and I had no idea what I was facing and going through. And all I knew is my credit was destroyed. I couldn't go back into the housing market. I couldn't finance a car. You know, I thought I was essentially completely out of the housing market. Now, interestingly enough, this is a very lucrative business, the short sale business. And since the time that I lost my house in foreclosure, pretty cool, Kate, I actually bought over 400 houses, and all of them have been pre-foreclosures. They've all been short sale transactions where the individual was 20 to 30% overfinanced. We were able to get the bank to take a discount, quickly resell the house. Essentially, the homeowner was able to walk away, get a new beginning. They were able to purchase a house in 24 months and decrease the deficiency and other liabilities that come with the foreclosure.
Wow. So you turned what was negative and made it a career. You made it a career for yourself.
We have. You know, we've changed, you know, we've trained over 50,000 individuals on how this process works, how to be able to systemize it, how to be able to create an opportunity for the homeowner to not have the foreclosure, and of course the bank nets more and everybody profits. It's really, I don't know if you know this, but Harvard deemed that each foreclosure cost the community, cost the municipality $50,000 per foreclosure. So if you think about doing a million transactions, dealing with a million families, that is literally that's $50 billion of injection back into our economy. That's a heck of a stimulus plan, isn't it?
Wow, no kidding. And so you're traveling all over the place. I mean, you're going to what? You're going to Atlanta, Nashville, Dallas, Houston, Phoenix, right?
We are. We've asked to speak at several very large events, 9 to 12,000 people events, homeowners conference across the country, and we've been asked to come out to, you know, real estate investment clubs and churches and all kinds of different community centers to talk about the foreclosure process. Now, when we were in Miami, it was pretty interesting. We were actually had people that were in the audience that were in foreclosure. We showed them the opportunity, showed them that there was actually a way to make money. We had people that were in foreclosure working with people in the audience that wanted to make money, and we were transacting deals right there in the room. No one's ever done that before.
Wow, no kidding. So do you have like a wall full of thank you notes and thank goodness you rescued us and that kind of thing?
I do. It's pretty incredible. A lot of my testimonials, my success stories, a lot of them, Kate, were folks that were facing foreclosure or actually did lose their homes to foreclosure. So when you think about the average transaction being worth about $37,100 on a national basis from someone that 90 or 120 days ago was in foreclosure, facing foreclosure, or lost their house, turn around and make a $37,000 profit on a transaction. That's pretty cool. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, no kidding. Jeff, good luck with that, and we'll tell people that they can go to jeffkahler.com. It's spelled www, of course, Jeff, KALLER.com. They get more info that way. Good luck with the book, and keep trying to rescue people.
Awesome. I sure appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Take care.
All right. You're welcome. All right, that foreclosure thing, it's funny. You heard the example that he gave being in Florida. Wow, that is staggering. One out of every four people, 26%. We see how California is struggling and Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor, with all the IOUs. Florida can't be that far behind. I just read in Fortune magazine that you can pick up a house in Tampa, various areas, for a song. I mean, beautiful waterfront property, because sadly people have had to abandon. They can't afford to live there anymore. Odds and ends, and boy, there are a ton of them. That's coming up around the bend.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety.
Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
July weekend, take it easy cruising down the road, and if you're going to tip a few back, for goodness sake, get a buddy to drive. Don't put yourself in that precarious spot or other people. Love 4th of July. Of course, love what it means, and also it's a great time for family and friends. A lot of people off of work, not going to work in the wee hours. So if you are hanging out and listening, you can jump into the fray of this conversation here on the train called America Tonight at 800-259-5791. You know, I made it a point not to talk about Michael Jackson too much on this show. I mean, let's face it, we have four fat hours of live radio, which we love. No repeats, nothing that happened earlier in the day, that kind of thing. So it stands to reason that we could have really, really talked a lot of Michael Jackson, but we chose instead to talk about things that I think this audience anyway really, really cares about. But we can't help but touch on Jackson a little bit, because every day it's like tales from the fruitcake file. You cannot believe some of the things that you hear or see when you're flipping around. And because CNN especially has become the all Jackson network, that almost any show you tune in, there's at least some slices of something going on with Michael Jackson. The will, the kids, the drugs, what did he take, what doctors prescribed what is the attorney general going to file, what's going to happen, what's the investigation say, you know, all that sort of stuff. But I think one of the most atrocious things that I saw in all this incredibly saturated coverage of Michael Jackson is something that I have to let you hear. It was on CNN. And it was his father, Joe Jackson, being interviewed by a guy named Don Lemon. And it was the most rambling, bumbling thing of self-promotion. And this man seemed like he had no sadness at all for the loss of his son. And if you remember any interviews with Michael Jackson, especially in the later years, when he was interviewed by Martin Brashear, especially, he revealed that Joe Jackson was abusive to him. He didn't go into great detail, but he said that, and you always sense that in some of the things leading up to that Brashear interview, too. Here he is, Joe Jackson, being interviewed on CNN. Take a listen.
How you doing, sir? How's the family holding up?
I'm great. My family's doing pretty good.
Yeah?
Yes, they are.
You want to tell the last couple of days? I know it's been really tough for you guys.
And?
Yeah.
Yeah, it has. It has been really tough. Remember, we just lost the biggest star in the world, superstar in the world. So it's been tough.
Why did you decide to show up here tonight? Is it to pay tribute to your son?
To show tribute to my son. Yeah, Michael. Yes, we did.
Yeah.
I did.
How is Mrs. Jackson?
She's fine, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything you would like to share with the world about your son and about his legacy? Or?
Yeah, I want to got a statement here. Give me the statement here.
He's got a statement. His publicist is going to come up and read a statement, and then we'll talk more with him.
Okay, this is from written on behalf of Mr. Jackson and the family. Our family sincerely thanks all of you around the world for your love and support during our time of grief. Our beloved son, Michael Jackson, loved you all. Michael's children are our first priority. We will have further announcements to discuss our plans going forward. Until such time, however, we have the personal and legal authority to act, and solely Catherine and I have authority for our son and his children. We wish to handle his memory and legacy with dignity. And the attorney for the Jacksons is Lindell McMillan, and no one else has authority to speak on behalf of the Jackson family at this time.
Mr. Jackson, you know, I was talking to you about the legacy that Michael Jackson left. Do you think that the world even realizes how big your son's legacy is?
Now they seem to realize it now, but only thing it is, I wish the world had recognized him when he was living. Because, you know, but right now he's bigger than ever now. But I wish he was here to see all this, to hear all this. Yes.
We have been hearing from the Reverend Sharpton and the Reverend Jackson that you had some concerns regarding some of the last moments of the people who were around him in his life. Do you care to share that?
Yes, yes. What was that?
I said you had some concerns about the physicians and the people who were around him during the last moments of his life.
Yes, I am. I have a lot of concern. But
what are your concerns about that?
I can't get into that, but I don't like what happened.
You don't like what
happened? This is my attorney here.
Yeah. So I was asking him. He said he'd come on in here. You're Lundell, right?
Yes, sir.
He says he had some concerns about the last moments of his son's life, about who may have been around him. Can you talk to us about that?
Well, we can't talk about that now. There's a second autopsy that's underway, and we'll let that process take its course at this time. We'll have more to say about that at a later point.
How about that? Have you spoken at all to the doctor at all?
No, I have not.
No. Do you guys have any? Do you know anything, Mr. Jackson, about funeral arrangements? Have you had time?
Yeah, we haven't gotten to that yet. Yeah, but we're working on that.
Yeah.
This is Marsha. Yeah, I want you to have
thank you. How is you said your wife is? How? What about Janet and the rest of the family, the daughters and everything?
They're all doing fine. But I want to make this statement. This is a real good statement. Yeah, Marsha and I we own the record company called
Rance Records.
Right.
Okay, it's driven by Blue Rain Technology. And that's his next step.
And that's your next step. There had been, talk to us about your 60th wedding anniversary. As I understand, in Las Vegas a couple of weeks ago, the entire family was there, and Michael said that he had wanted the members of his family to
my
come 60th, up.
My birthday?
Your wedding anniversary, you and Kathy, in Las Vegas.
Oh, that was fantastic. Yes, it was. A lot of people were there, and a lot of people I was glad to see. It was a fantastic job that was done. That's the first one, though. That was our first wedding anniversary we had, and they came out fantastic.
What's next for you guys?
We've got a lot fixing to happen, but I can't renounce it right now, okay?
All right, so he can't announce anything. His partner steps up, and they talk about this record company that you have no idea what he's talking about. But I think the key thing you hear here is, why didn't he just say to the guy, gosh, you know, it's brutal for our loss, whatever, move on, and not have to speak through other people? You have the attorney step up, you have the publicist step up, totally unnecessary, and just to me, it didn't seem very heartfelt. felt whatsoever. And I think he had, I think to say the least, he had a very estranged relationship with his son. And you heard what he said. The very first thing was not, you know, geez, we just lost our son and this is terrible. The superstar is lost, whatever. And that was just a little bit odd for me. So with Jackson, with the father, you can see that probably there were a ton of problems along the way for Michael Jackson, which I'm no psychologist. You know, we have Judith Barr on this show. We call her the ATN head shrinker. But it has to stem back from childhood, some of the odd things that we saw Jackson do in his life. And it's very sad because I think Michael Jackson was a very lonely person, and his father just plays right into that by talking about him as the superstar or the whatever, not his kid. Matt, you happen to see that as well, and I'm sure there are other people that were flipping around and saw the interview. I thought it was really strange.
Yeah, he, to me, just seemed like a piece of dirt. And especially when he started, I mean, just the weirdest guy in the interview, too. People are asking him about, you know, how's the family doing? Oh, everybody's fine.
Yeah.
We're all great. We're totally fine. You just lost your son, who happened to be one of the biggest stars in the world as well, and everyone's just totally fine? We're all doing fine. It's great. Hey, here's my record company, too. Let me promote this for a little bit.
I know. That was the thing that was the worst. The record company, hawking his record company and pushing his partner up there, that was really, really odd. Very odd. He wasn't somber at all. I mean, at least Janet Jackson, she went on the stage. You could tell it was sincere. She was upset. She was close to her brother. Certainly, that's everything you've read about. She may have been the closest one to him. Also, Jermaine Jackson, he was upset when he talked to the press at the hospital, if you remember. I think that was obviously sincere, but the father, absolutely, I agree with you. Dirtbag is probably too kind.
Yeah, and not only that, he doesn't even say anything about Michael himself. He has, hey, this is my publicist. Talk to her about all my feelings. Well, what are you doing? Why are you there? The only reason that guy's there is to promote himself, and now that's come out, too, which is absolutely disgusting, is they're charging admission for Michael's memorial service.
Yeah, at the Staples Center, they're charging people to go there because obviously you know there's going to be so many people that want to go. I said it, as many people as can cram in there, they will, and they'll be outside. So exactly, they're profiting off of it, which is unbelievable to me, too.
Yeah, and when he said that one statement, oh, Michael's bigger than ever now. And you can just see, like, the cash.
Well, I wish he was here to see it.
The dollar signs are just flashing in his eyes. You know, oh, I wish he was here to see it. No, you don't. You're loving this. You're loving it.
Yeah.
He's reveling in his, like, son's death. It's just absolutely sickening.
Right, because this is his moment to shine, to take over, to say, I'm the father, he was my kid, whatever. But it's not, it's the most insincere thing, period, that I've seen ever, actually. From of all the things with celebrities and their some of their relationships with their families, this has got to be the oddest. And the tributes and the memorials and all the other stuff just keep pouring in, the accolades for Michael Jackson. I mean, for goodness sake, when this first happened, I think the people on the street that they interviewed that were there for hours outside of UCLA, they were more sincere than Joe Jackson, who was his flesh and blood father. So to me, the CNN interview was sad, and it illustrated some of the things that might have been the problem for Michael Jackson all along with that relationship with the father.
It shows you what Joe Jackson's all about, and that's just making money.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, as Matt said, fans have to register for Jackson Memorial tickets, so if they want to go to the service next week, they have to do that for the tickets. There's like 20,000 seats at the Staples Center in Los Angeles, and there is kind of some controversy. Matt said they're charging for the memorial service, but they also have free tickets as well. Oh, my. Hang with us.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50%.
50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Lori Drew was gifted by a federal judge. Have you heard this story? Happy 4th of July, America. Kate Delaney, don't want to be a Debbie Downer on the radio, but let's get rid of all the nutty stuff in the beginning. So this federal judge decides to overturn the conviction of Drew, the Missouri woman. Remember her? She was accused of using MySpace to trick a teenager who eventually committed suicide. Now, a jury convicted her in November on three misdemeanor counts of accessing protected computers without the proper authorization. But prosecutors said that Drew also illegally used the social networking site to humiliate a 13-year-old girl, which I think was dead on. And she killed herself after getting those messages. You know how fragile teenage girls are, or teenagers in general, boys as well. And she was supposed to be sentenced Thursday, but the judge, George Wu, who heard the case, because MySpace is in L.A., decided to not uphold the jury's findings. So instead, she gets a walk. Ugh. He's basing his decision on the conclusion, this is the legal part, on the conclusion that the misdemeanor statute is constitutionally vague. So his decision will become final once he files a written ruling. I mean, that is huge for her. Huge. So the misdemeanor charges, which he's tentatively cleared of with this action, come from that hoax, right? There's no way that you can tell me that she didn't prompt this kid to commit suicide, because you had an emotionally young teenage girl, Megan Meyer, who was worried that there was these malicious rumors being spread about her all over MySpace. And what happened was Drew posed as a 16-year-old boy, pretended to be interested in Meyer, and then dropped her and told her through the internet that the world would be a better place without her. Yeah. Mm. So that's, yeah, I got to say boo to that. Because I just put myself in the family's shoes of that girl. Nothing like seeing your child hanging in the closet, huh? And all because the woman down the street decided to beat up your kid on MySpace and make her feel like crap. She's a teenager, so this kid is dumping her. That's a made-up kid in the first place, and it's appalling. I think this was the wrong way to go. I really do. And prosecutors were looking for 3 years. They were looking to get that. But, hey, the U.S. Department, U.S. Justice Department, is going to look at other possibilities, other legal possibilities anyway, against this woman. So maybe something happens here. Maybe they still are able to get her. But for now, she's free and clear. But the family of the girl who killed herself, Megan Meyer's family, they're not free and clear. They've had to live with this now for a while. And it's just, it's cyberbullying at its worst. A grown woman doing this to a young girl, unacceptable. And that sentence is unacceptable to me, but we'll see if they catch her around the bend on something else, if there's some other legal thread that they can use to nail her with. Because from what I understand, the family was so devastated by this. And, you know, a lot of people will say, and we just heard this comment casually thrown out with the Madoff thing. Well, remember his lawyer said, well, the justice system is not there for vengeance. Baloney. I'm sorry. That's why we call it justice. Justice was not meted out in this case. It was not. There should have been something more severe than, okay, constitutionally this won't fly. She's out. I mean, please, give me a break. And then you think of other people who are in jail for how much marijuana, for how many years? I know they're different things. Yeah, a girl kills herself. I think they're weighing the scales of justice or sometimes a little bit cockeyed. And this time, Lady Justice completely fell absolutely off the table. There are other things happening across the world as we get ready to celebrate the 4th of July. And we know in Afghanistan there are people celebrating the 4th in some pretty scary conditions. At this point, what's happening is very early going, because, of course, there have been soldiers there, but now there are more soldiers helping to fight the battle against the Taliban. And most of what that is the Taliban will be absorbed into the communities. Most of it is getting in there and trying to have the people believe that they can stand on their own, that they can get away from the Taliban. Because you have to think of how scary that is. If the Taliban has the power, and certainly the people in Afghanistan know what they're capable of doing, then they're going to play along to get along and just try to lay in the weeds, so to speak. Now, the U.S. launching this major operation there, the idea is, well, this isn't going to fly. We're pushing the Taliban out. So already, one Marine's been killed. There have been others wounded. The Taliban saying 33 soldiers have been killed. So there's some dispute, obviously, on that. And we're talking about the Helmand River Valley, which is where all the training, the camps, a lot of the violence flies out of that area. That's the real hornet's nest. And this is significant. They're calling this Operation Khanjar, and the idea is to target that area. That's a stronghold because of the poppy growing in that area, the opium that we've discussed already, the major push for heroin, 90% coming from that area, the major ingredients. So they're trying to gain a real foothold in a pretty perilous region. Now, the national elections come out in August, come about in August, and slowly more and more troops are being sent in that direction ahead of the election. So it's a good strategy. And about 80% of the American troops are pretty much in direct combat. The rest are support. So most of the people, most of the Americans in that area, they are right in the thick of this. So this isn't light fighting. The resistance from the Taliban has been kind of sporadic. Small arms fires, what they're saying, small groups of militants so far at this point. And what happens, I guess, with the Taliban, how it's been described, is the Taliban, they kind of have this habit of hiding after the troops confront them. So they run, they hide, and whatever. And the idea is you got to flush them out because you don't want them to blend in with the civilians for more civilians to die with these operations. You want to try to flush them out like cockroaches. They're in the corners everywhere. And that's ultimately what the operation is about. And wanting the Afghanistan people embracing, I guess, if you will, for lack of a better description, what our troops are trying to do. And the brigades, of course, operate under NATO's International Security Assistance Force. But what does that mean? I mean, how many other troops are there from other places? It can't just be an American effort. So because of this assault, the Pakistani folks have redeployed troops along the Afghan border to stop the Taliban from escaping the push in Helmand, because then they have a place to get out of. Now, there are a few British and Danish troops there, but not the heavy forces that the Americans or that America is, of course, contributing to these operations. And it's going to get up to almost 60,000 by the fall. So here's the question for you. I've gotten a ton of email on this after discussing it last night. Is this fair or foul for the United States? In the case of Iraq, I think the big fatal flaw in the beginning was not to have more boots on the ground. 60,000 is a lot, but is it enough? And how fast do you think they can accomplish this? AmericaTonight.net, send me your thoughts there.